Es hat sich nicht so wirklich geschlagen, wenn wir heute im Sechel schlagen darf, Kuf Ches. Die Mischne said, wa filo onish wie Yisrael lo yoichal ad she Yosef. Sagt die Gemara was taught that matzah has to be eaten while reclining, but maror does not need reclining when it's eaten. Regarding the requirement while drinking wine, it was taught that Rav Nachman said reclining is required, and it was taught that he said it's not required. The statements are not contradictory, because one refers to the first two cups of wine, and one refers to the last two cups, the last two cases of yayin. Now this could be understood as requiring reclining for the first two cups or the last two. Meaning, if it's only required during the first two, the reason that it would be required during the first two is because that's the time we're discussing the story of our Yetzias Mitzrayim, of our Cheiros Mitzrayim, and that's where we have to act as B'derech Cheiros, as free people. Once we're done telling the story, there's no longer a need to sit Beheseba. How, if it's referring to the last two cases, we say the last two cases need reclining, it's because it's at that point that we have finished retelling the story, and therefore that's when we're entirely free people, and we have to demonstrate that by acting b'derech cheiros with reclining with a seba. But before that, we're not yet free, and therefore there's no need to drink b'heseba. The Gemara says, because we're unsure which two require the seba, we actually require a seba for all four cases of yayin. The Gemara says, lying on one's back is not the proper way for Haseba. Lying on one's right side is also not the proper way for Haseba because it's dangerous, because it may force the food to go down the windpipe instead of the esophagus. The Gemara says, a wife doesn't have to recline in the presence of her husband unless she's considered to be an Isha Chashuva. A son does need to recline even if he's in the presence of his father. The Gemara asks, what about a Talmud in the presence of his Rebbe? Does he have a Chiyuv HaSeba or not? Abaye once said, when he was by Rabbah, the Talmidim would recline onto each other's laps. But when he was in the presence of Rav Yosef said that was not necessary, because you have to have a Moira of your Rebbe, you have to fear your Rebbe, Moira Rabbah Kemoira Shemayim, and therefore there is no HaSeba in the presence of a Rebbe. Fek, the Gemara, a Braisa says that a Talmud does recline in his Rebbe's presence. And for the Gemara, that Braisa is discussing a student in the presence of his teacher, meaning a student of and teacher of a craft, meaning like an apprentice by a carpenter. But a Rebbe Talmud of Torah relationship, there has to be a Moira, and therefore there is no reclining. Fek, the Gemara, does a waiter need to recline when he eats or when he drinks? Rabbi Shimon Levi said that a waiter who eats a Kazayis Matzah when reclining is Yoitza. This suggests that if he's only Yoitza, if he's Taka Beheseba. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, women are obligated in the Arba Kaisis of Yayin because they too were part of the Nes. They were Afim Hayibayis and Nes. Rabbi Yehuda Nevi Shmuel said, the Arba Kaisis of Yayin need to have as much raw wine, meaning before diluting it with water, as is needed for the cup of wine used for Birchas HaMazon. If one drank the wine without first diluting it, he's Yaitze. If one drank all four together, he's Yaitze. If one gave his family to drink from each cup, so he did not drink each cup completely, he is Yaitze. Rava said, one who drinks the cups of raw wine is yoitza with regard to drinking the wine, but he's not yoitza as having drank it b'derech cheiros, as free people. So the mitzvah is not considered as done in the ideal way. Rav said, someone who drinks all four cups together, meaning one after another without the order of the Seder, he's yoitza the mitzvah of drinking wine on Yom Tov, but he's not yoitza the mitzvah of Arba Kaisis. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, one is yoitza even if he gives his family to drink from the kaisis, only if he himself drinks the majority of each kais. Fek Gemara, Braisa says, the Arba Kaisis need to have a revius of wine, whether it's undiluted or diluted, old or new. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to have the taste of wine and has to look like wine. We see that the amount needed is the revius, not the amount needed for the cup of Birchas HaMazon, which is only a quarter of a revius before it's diluted, like Shmuel said before. And for the Gemara, they're both the same amount. Each cup needs to have a revius after dilution, which means that there must be a full revius of undiluted wine divided among the four Kaisis before diluting it and making each one into a full revius. Yehuda learns his view from a pasuk that refers to wine as being red. We see that the appearance and taste are important aspects of the wine. A braisa says all are chayiv in arba kaisis, men, women, and children. Yehuda said children are potter for mitzvahs and are therefore not chayiv to drink the arba kaisis. Rather, we give them sweets and candies and things like that, but a seder so that they don't fall asleep and are awake to ask questions. Rabbi Kiva would do that as well. A braisa says, Rabbi Eliezer says, we limit the amount of the eating at the Seder, which is the way Rashbam has a few pshatim, but that's one of the pshatim, is that we limit the amount of the eating at the Seder so that the children do not fall asleep. A braisa says that Rabbi Akiva would never say it's time to leave the Beis Medrash except on Erev Pesach, so that everyone can go home and make sure that their children nap and that they can be up by the Seder, and on Erev Yom Kippur, so that they go home and make sure that the children are eating.